Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Paradise Valley, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to find real estate deals in 2021. So is it any different than 2020?
No.
Is it any different than 1960?
No. Well, probably. 1960 was probably a lot of knocking on doors back then, but it could have been done the same way.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and if you're already a member, please join us on Discord.
I'd like to talk about that here in a minute.
I will. I'll ask you questions.
All right. Jordan wrote, when you guys are looking at LandWatch and Land and Farm, do you pay attention to the listings from other sources? It seems like a lot of the properties on listings from other sources are always a lot cheaper and more reasonably priced. Is that like on Zillow, like where it's like FSBO versus agent listings? I'm not even sure what that is.
Jordan, this is a brilliant question. There are alternative sources, which I love, alternative sources to look at real estate that's for sale, that's posted because people like us and people like Land Academy members understand it. You don't have to necessarily go through the MLS.
Of course.
So on Zillow, there's a category called Other, and you should study that. On LandWatch and Land and Farm, those two sites specifically encourage independent postings for property.
Is that what that is? I thought the whole thing is that way.
Not that way anymore.
What's the other source? It's called an
IDX feed for each area. So
they're pulling it in from MLS?
Yeah.
Oh, that's taking away what it used to be.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. It's just those sites, not so much Zillow, although it's true, are all run by tech people in San Francisco and don't really truly understand.
They're not investors.
Yeah.
We happen to know that. We had a run-in with them several years ago. And they're like, we don't really care who you are, what you do, or how much money you pay us every month. This is just the way it is. We're like, okay, noted. And then we made our own site called Landpin.
Exactly.
We said, we don't need you guys then. Fine.
But Jordan's question is it pertinent to running data and from a red, green, yellow test and from a, it's pertinent. I would absolutely look at it. Would I throw it into your pool of data and then take averages out and price it that way? No, not at all. But I really would use it to see what kind of activities there and all that. It's a very good question. Today's topic, how to find deals in 2021. This is the meat of the show.
So I would like to talk about, I'm trying to think. So in 1960, I bet that was like the height and up and coming thing. It was probably very classy, you know, and maybe they had the gold jackets back then. I don't know. Remember, was it Century 21 had the gold jackets, I think? So
I can tell you from experience, I bought a house in the late 80s personally, or maybe it was the very early 90s. And I sat down with a real estate agent.
There was a book.
I put a yellow piece of paper, shoved a yellow pad, and I said, I drove the whole area where I want to buy a house, and these are all the addresses that have listings, and here's the listing. I was creating my own MLS, and I didn't know anything about this stuff. I was a kid. And she looked at me and said, whatever you choose to do for your living for the rest of your life, you're going to do great at it, because no one does stuff like this. She pulled out her big
book,
her local phone book size 2-inch MLS book for that month or that quarter, and we proceeded to look up each of the listings that I had on my list, and she showed me how much they were and all that, and I ultimately picked one and did the deal, and it took 4 months or whatever. And a lot of phone work. There's no such thing as computers at all, certainly not the internet, let alone computers that were usable for anything like this. Rewind to the 70s, it wasn't even that. What it was somebody in the community who just, and this is before 70s and before that, there's no licensing back then. And you just got to know everybody in the community because you're a busybody. And you talked to people at bars and social events and said, I know Sally Jones over here wants to sell a house. And I know John Smith over here wants to buy one. So let's get together at my kitchen table, and maybe we'll put a deal together, and what do you say, I charge you a fee. That's how real estate, this whole thing started. And it was very useful back then. Extremely useful. It's hard for people to connect. They're busy, they're out farming and stuff.
You know, I missed that. I don't think there was, if it had continued that way where everybody was doing it for the right reasons, I would be in.
I agree.
Like, you're hooking up people, you're making sure this person gets the price they want, this person's happy with the purchase price, they're walking away with the home that they want, they needed the four bedrooms now and not the two bedrooms, whatever it was. That makes a lot of sense. Instead of what I feel like, and I feel bad, I don't mean to bash if you're a real estate agent, I apologize, but you know who I'm talking about if it's not you. It's those people that all they do is care about getting a listing and move on. And they don't even really care. They just need to get that listing because now no matter what happens, they're going to get that commission. And they have show up. You know, I know a few that are good. They actually do show up. They stage it. They do things. They make sure. They try to sell the house. But I know a lot of them that don't do that. They just like, man, move on.
The vast majority just list the property and let it sell itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know the numbers, but
they aren't even there to help show it or anything like that. It's a lockbox code. They give
it
out.
It's paperwork.
They trust the other person. Their agent's going to take care of it, and that's it. They just wait for the phone call to say, we have an offer. Great. Okay, I'm ready. Now I'm all yours.
And what's changed about that in the last few years, my experience has been, is they have this sense of entitlement that they're that's their money.
Yeah.
You know, even 5 or 8 years ago, it wasn't so much that. 5 or 8 years ago, you could say you're a real estate agent and you kind of suck.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, yeah, I know most real estate agents suck. This now it's like, this is my, are you kidding me? This is, I'm providing a service to you that is and then, you know
what? Big heads now. I'm like, what? Like, they're telling you how it's going to go.
I'll tell you why, because they're getting the National Association of Realtors, their whole business model is to collect dues from other local associations like the Scottsdale Real Estate Association or Arizona Association of Realtors or whatever it ends up being. So it's this trickle down, trickle up theory, and they make millions and millions and tens of millions of dollars in dues a month. So they spend that money on changing people's opinions, like consumers' opinions on why realtors are needed, and also changing the perception of the actual realtors themselves. And they do that in the form of continuing education. It's total brainwashing.
Let's fast forward to the topic today.
Well, you didn't need a real estate agent back then to find a deal at all. That's my point. That was my starting point.
Okay. So what's interesting about finding real estate deals now in 2021, which I love, there are a lot of other things that are available. You know, now we have, you know, finding deals. Are they in social media? Yep. Because that's where you post them for sale, by the way. Can you do postcards to send out and find deals? You could. That's going to be a lot of work. I'll explain it here in a minute. And then, well, let's talk about each one, because this topic came with a list of things that our team wanted us to address, and I'm happy to do that. So
none of which have been addressed yet, I can tell by Jill's tone.
No, they have. No. So, okay. So where can you find deals? I need to find deals. I want to get into land investing. What do? Do I just put it on the social media and just put it out there? Hey, I want to buy your land. You could, number one. But here's what's going to happen. You're going to get everybody calling you back wanting retail. You know, they're not warmed up yet. They don't know who you are. You don't even know anything about the property. You can't, you know, it's going to be all over the place, maybe all over the country. Oh, there's people that's going to call you. That's going to be a nightmare. Two, postcards. Let's say you take it to the next level. All right, you know, I don't want to do that because I don't want to get, you know, everybody from all over anywhere just really, I know what I want to buy. So I'm just going to send out postcards to the people that own what I want to buy and just say, call me. Well, that's great too. Now you're going to have even those, at least you're going to have the, you know, focus group in the area that you send the postcards to, but they're going to call you and it's going to be a long discussion, a negotiation. Trust me, they're going to want retail. It's going to take so much time and energy to maybe get a deal out of it. And even then it's not going to be as good as what it could be. And that's kind of, and then think about cold calling, because I know people that still do this. Especially because driving for dollars right now, I've asked this. I've been in groups and other people's conversations, and I've said, no one answered the question. No one had an answer. I'm like, what are you guys doing when you used to drive for dollars and you know, knock on doors? You can't do that because of COVID. You know, maybe it's getting better now, but 6 months ago, you don't knock on anybody's door, you know, let alone even a pizza delivery. You drop the pizza and go, you know, kind of thing. So you can't do that. So I imagine there was a lot of cold calling. It's the same thing as a postcard. Do you want to sell? Do you really want to do that? And I know people that do that. They have full companies and automated phone systems that they sit and call over and over and over. You can interrupt me and say something.
I will when
you
you're done.
You have to write
you're
a note.
I'm not writing a note to you. I'm writing it to myself.
Okay. So, but, you know, calling. Again, you're just... What you're opening up is the possibility of a long conversation with a lot of people that aren't really going to sell, and especially not at your prices. So what's left? Huh? Who knew direct mail is still a great, the best? Trust me, again, we've tested this stuff. Or I know people that have done them unsuccessfully that I'm like, not going there. Ways to find deals. And here's why. Direct mail is still the number one and the best way to find a deal, because you're getting your deal. Number one, it's professional, by the way. You're not scaring anyone, answering the phone, inconveniencing them, knocking on their door, sending a postcard that's going to get thrown away like a pizza coupon. It's a professional letter to the specific seller that's personalized, letting them know who you are, what you want to buy, and how much you want to spend. And now you have just the right people that open your letter, look you up, think about your offer, calling you back. Go.
Here's what I think this topic's about.
Okay.
And here's what I think our staff is trying to address. Our staff gives us these topics so that they don't have to answer the same questions 62 times a day.
Right.
And here's what I think is really happening. I was at a, I don't remember where I was, it doesn't matter. And somebody asked me what I did for a living. Somebody was way younger than me. And I said, we buy land and then we resell it for more. And so, like many young men, it's got this smart ass look at, and like, haha, that's really funny. What do you really do? And I said, that's what we do. And he's, well, how do you do that? How do you find property that's cheap enough mm-hmm. to resell? Because they don't, and it's not their fault. They just don't, they know what's out there. They're mm-hmm. and they're young, and they're very in tune with the apps to do things. And the up-to-date technology, because that's what kids are. When we were kids, we had the latest stuff, latest record players and the latest whatever.
Right.
So, to which I said, oh yeah, we send a lot of, we send a ton of offers out in the mail. And again, with the smirk, ha ha, that's great, Grandpa. But that's not how you know, your time's coming.
Right.
To which I said, what's a better way? You know? Talk
email.
To me like your grandfather.
Email.
That's what they say.
Not legal.
Email, you can't do it. You can't associate
text
an
message.
Email.
Try again.
You can't associate an email address with a geographic location. If right. you can, please email me immediately. I would like to know about
it. At that. My geographic location.
Number two, text messaging. You can associate text messages. There are data companies out there, which is, Jill and I own a company called NeighborScoop, and you can get people's phone numbers based on their mailing address or mm-hmm. or the where the tax bill goes. Mm-hmm. You cannot, without consent, text somebody anything.
Right.
You can't text I love you to somebody without consent.
I accept those messages from you all the time, and
well,
I love them.
We're consensual, as,
yes,
it,
we
as
are.
It turns out. How did we get here?
Thank you. Those are good text messages I get too, by the way.
So on and we can go through this and on and on and on. So yeah. You can post an ad in Craigslist. Yep, yeah. That's legal because whoever responds to it, that's their problem.
Yeah.
You know, and now these things are coming out like OfferPad. So if you watch television, which no one in that generation does.
That's true.
You can, you know, whoever watches TV are people that are older like us or older than us actually. And so you get an ad on the TV that says, if you want to sell your house, go on to something called OfferPad, type in your stuff, and right. we'll give you an offer.
Right.
And so what ends up happening with that business model is exactly the same thing that happens with sending out postcards. A bajillion people type in, yeah, I do want to sell my house for mm-hmm. $1.8 million. And you and I both know it's worth $180. Mm-hmm. So that leaves direct mail. And because of the way that, this is my opinion now, the way the government is, and the U.S. Post Office, and how there's the legal things that have to happen to protect people who can't afford things, you have to send out a water bill. Those laws are not going to change. Legislators do not make laws that are not in favor of people who can't afford stuff.
True. Like a computer, an email,
mm-hmm.
or a cell phone.
And legislators love anti-spam laws.
Mm-hmm.
So Now this kid's jaw's on the ground while I'm giving him a lecture. You know, it turns out old people aren't that as stupid as everybody thinks.
You're not old.
Well, when you're younger.
When you're 23.
If you asked somebody who's 19 how old I am, they would probably say like, you're like 70. 78.
I don't ask anybody that question, especially people younger than me.
So how do you find real estate deals in 2021? And then in parentheses, we couldn't put it in the title, that you can actually buy and resell for more, direct mail. And you don't, there's a certain way to do it that really works. And that's not going away. Won't go away in our lifetime. That's my opinion.
Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show. Well, it's Jack Thursday. Data Tree versus RealQuest versus Title Pro. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. They give me the non-fun topics.
Well, you're the guy. That's what you like.
There's three types of data. Three huge companies that provide data. Yep. They're the ones I just listed, and I'll talk about the differences of
exactly. Of you like that stuff. By the way, if you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers, yes, I did say phone numbers, and FEMA flood map overlays, we've been watching the news, and that's important too. Check out neighborscoop.com, created by investors. That's us, for investors like you.
We're Steve and Jill. Not interesting.
And understanding to buy undervalued property.